They're staring at her, every man I know. He wants to have her, I guess I ought to be a jealous man. I look the other way, they're hitting on her every night and day. They telephone her, they try and get to her, but I know they can't. Oh, she never lets it go. Into the room, and everybody watches every move, hoping she don't love me. I know it by the way they hang around, but they don't realize there's more to her than what meets the eye. That's why I'm certain, no matter what they do, to reach her now.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's expected to speak today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, their first interaction since an Israeli strike killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Those workers were with World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by Chef Jose Andres. He told Reuters,
"At the time, this looks like it's not a war against terrorism anymore. Seems this is a war against humanity itself."
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's landed in China to begin a week of bilateral meetings. She told reporters en route the U.S. and China want an economic relationship, but it must be on a level playing field. Her more than 400,000 power outages from West Virginia to Maine, more than a foot of snow possible in New England after heavy rains and damaging storms have moved through the region. And the FBI and LAPD are investigating after someone stole tens of millions of dollars from a secure building on Easter Sunday and got away. There are no suspects. This is ABC News. Some sharp police work nailed a suspected nuisance in Ohio.
Many complaints in Hamilton County, Ohio, about carpenter's nails tossed out of a moving car.
Hundreds of dollars worth of cost just to me.
Tom Edwards replaced flats.
Thousands for some other folks.
With special paint and ultraviolet lights, as Springfield Detective Sergeant Jeff Hurd.
We got some of those nails from the store. We colored them with the luminescent spray, took them back to the store, said when he comes, sell these nails to him.
Police say Anthony Dyson, who's done it before, is arrested. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Zoos in the path of Monday's total solar eclipse are getting ready to collect data on how animals react to the darkness. Some organizations are asking for help from citizen scientists at John Ball Zoo in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Curator Dan Hemmen says there is some evidence to suggest an eclipse causes animals to behave differently.
We'll be recording notes into our software that we can track it too.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Milwaukee County deputies are investigating a human leg found near Lake Michigan Tuesday. Deputies say the leg was found in or near the water near a public golf course at Warnemont Park in Cudahy. It's unsure who the leg belonged to, but the case is being handled as a death investigation. UW System Board of Regents is set to act on tuition increases today. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman announced a proposal to increase tuition for resident undergrads by 3.75%. The proposal would increase tuition for the second straight year after 10 years of a tuition freeze. The tax filing deadline is approaching fast. If you're not going to be ready by April 15th, it's time to get an extension. The IRS says the first request you make is automatically granted and will last you through October. You can find free options to file that extension online at irs.gov.
Haul away big deals this Thursday through Sunday at Fleet Farm's Truckload Savings Event. Like 40-pound bags of black oil sunflower seed on sale for $14.99. Save on a Blackstone 28-inch griddle with cover and accessories, just $249.99. Pick up 4 bags of garden soil on sale for $10. And save on 40 pounds of Morton water softening pellets for only $5.79. Stock up on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
The wind is going to die down and we'll have some gradual clearing here throughout the day today. Our high 46 this afternoon, the wind north 15 to 25 this morning, down to 5 to 15 by late this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 27. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 51. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Sweet, savory, and wicked good. Get it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm looking down the barrel of Friday night. I'm riding on a river of freeway lights. Goodbye city, I'm country bound. Monday rolls around. Gonna kick off my shoes and run in bare feet. Where the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the world, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Where the blacktop is. All week and then I'm free. The weekend belongs to me. I'm gonna kick off my shoes and run in bare feet. Wear the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul where the blacktop ends. So give me some fresh air, give me that farm, and give me some time. I'm going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Gonna kick on my shoes and run in bare feet with the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. I'm going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul where the blacktop ends. Where the blacktop ends.
Sound of money, but I ain't got a nickel to my name. And everywhere I look, I see temptation. She stands on every corner and calls my name. Now won't you tell me if you can? Life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man busy dancing while the poor man pays the band? Oh, they're billing me for killing me. Lord have mercy on the working man. Uncle Sam's got his hand each time he needs a dime. Them politicians treat me like a mushroom, 'cause they feed me bull and keep me in the blind. Now won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man while the poor man pays the band? Oh, they're billing me
mercy on the working man. Hey, St. Peter, look down for a minute and see this little man about to sand all around, and man, I'm in it. Please help me up, Lord, 'cause I'm going down. Now won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man busy dancing?
Dobe Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I was lost and all alone. An empty heart without a home. Just at the time when I needed a friend, she came along and she took me in. And every time I'm feeling down, when the world closes in somehow, just at the moment when I need her most, she comes to me and she holds me close.
My baby's got good timing. Don't know how, but she reads my mind. And there's just one to describe it, my baby's got good timing.
In the night when the world is quiet and she's lying here by my side, when it's her sweet love I need, that's the moment when she comes to me.
My baby's got good timing. Don't know how, but she reads my mind. And there's just one way to describe it. My baby's got good timing.
When she loves me, she always loves me right on time. When she holds,
my baby's got good timing. My baby's got good timing.
Yes, she does.
Don't know how, but she reads my mind. And there's just one way to describe it.
And I know
my baby.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dan Sales and My Baby's Got Good Timing here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s. Still a few areas of snow as well across the region this morning, but the sun will return and we're going to see some warmer temperatures over the next few days. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we're going to be chatting with Lashana Vogel with the UW River Falls Farm Bureau as they are hosting Ag Day on campus that coming up on April 11th. So we're going to talk with Lashana about that here coming up this hour. On the way, Bill Baker's in. He has today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, we're at a very special event, the New York Spring Dairy Carousel in Hamburg, New York. We're Jason Lloyd, president of New York Holstein.
Absolutely thrilled to be here again. Youth is the driving point of what New York Holstein does. We strive for our youth, the judging contest, the showmanship, getting new people out there. We educate the public with youth, and getting youth to support us and us to support youth all work together.
And we can see those youth go on, and really, it doesn't take too many years, and they're out in the industry, and they're in that show ring, and they're successful, and they're contributing to this industry.
Absolutely. The entire New York Holstein team that put this together, it's kind of interesting. It all started with youth. I had an FFA advisor and his father that drove me to be a better person, and I got a partner that was buddies with that whole crew. So it's very exciting for me.
Also with us today is Ginny Foltz. Ginny is show chair. Thanks for being with us, Ginny. And I know youth is also important to you.
Yes, John. I think youth is the future of our industry. So if we can inspire kids, get them interested and continue to spark that flame, it's only going to make the industry stronger.
Let's talk about these cattle because you have some amazing looking cattle here today, right?
Well, the show is one of the best shows in the country. And people travel from all over with some fantastic cattle. We're really happy for them to be here at our show and create some great competition.
What a tremendous amount of great cattle that have got to be here. You've got to have worked very hard to put this show together, along with a great crew.
We have a fantastic team. We couldn't do this without a full team of people, and we work very well together. So it's been a joy to put together.
Jason, how important is it for folks to be members of New York Holstein Association?
It's huge. It supports what we're doing with these juniors. It supports the association. But I don't want to get away from the sponsorship. It's an expensive venue. It's worth every dollar we pay for it. Hats off to the Erie County Fairgrounds. The girls have put this together. The hospitality, the Malkin parlor assistant, every person. The parking assistants. I mean, this is a wonderful fairgrounds, and it's a team of people, and it didn't happen yesterday. It's all year round that puts us together. Yeah, it's our fourth year here at Hamburg, and every year we try to get better. We encourage other people to reach out to help us if they have an idea to get better. The sponsors, we always say the best way to help a sponsor is to work with them, purchase from them. If there's a new sponsor who wants to be part of this, please reach out to us.
Ginny, you know, there's somebody going to be listening to this, and they haven't been to a Spring Dairy Carousel before. What do you want to say to them? If they got some show cattle or they got some youth that ought to be in this show ring here, what do you want to say to them?
I think that anybody that wants to should come and watch the show. They should reach out to anybody on the show committee. There's a bunch of us on the show committee that'd be happy to get anybody started. The best place for youth to probably get started is at the judging contest. They can learn how to select cattle. We have a little instruction clinic, and they can learn how to select the right cattle. Then if they're interested, there's lots of great exhibitors that would be willing to lend them an animal to do showmanship. So that would be the best place to start, and from there, if they could spark that flame and start, keep going.
Jason, give us a little rundown. What happens after this show? What are the events you've got planned for this summer? Picnic and golf tournament and all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. New York Holstein, we work together to do things for the membership. And this summer, well, we got quite a weekend event planned. Isaac Foltz is having a graduation party and a tag sale. And the day later, we're going to be not very far away at the summer picnic at Cove Vista. Hosted by Brian George and family. Very exciting venue. He just wants people to come enjoy the day as a group of people. Golf tournament is in mid-July. We'll be back at Hills Mills again. And then we'll be back in Greenwich State Show at the beginning of September.
Jason Lloyd, president of New York Holstein, and Jenny Foltz, show chair here at the New York Spring Dairy Carousel. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your sponsorship and all the help that you've done for the youth. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, again, thank you, John, for everything you do. Glad you're going to be here.
It's our pleasure. I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
Thank you, John, for that report in New York. And tomorrow we'll head to Illinois and our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, right here on Dairy Radio Now.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people-friendly, bug-deadly.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, "I can't wait to turn 18. She said, "I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school." And she kissed her head and said, "I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this." Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one-bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, "It'll do for now." Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, "Baby, just slow down, 'cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times,
of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Trace Atkins, and you're going to miss this here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 35 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, double-digit gains in the milk markets. May milk up 16 to 15.80, June up 15 to 16.47, July up 12 to 17.20, August up 13 at 17.98. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels were down a quarter to 145, 40-pound blocks down a half to 144, 2-trade a barrel, 7-trade a block on the day, cash butter up 2 to 294, 11 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 to 114, 1-trade dry whey down 1 to 38 even, and 1-trade on the day. Cattle futures are called lower, and hog markets are called mixed today. Cattle futures did spend time in positive territory yesterday, but it was short-lived as continued liquidation did once again occur over the concerns over the avian influenza in the dairy herd. Hog futures found greater support Wednesday, pushing June through October to new contract highs. As again, it looks like the strength in some of the pork cutout values supported the market. April live cattle opens the day at 180.92, June at 175.60, August 172.70. April feeder cattle open at 240.95, May 242.57, August 252.45. April hogs open the day at 87.97, May at 95 even, June at 104.75. Chicago Board of Trade grain markets are relatively flat this morning. Now, all of the wheat markets had moved higher at the closing bell, as there was little in the way of fresh news to drive the markets other than a few weather concerns. Warm and dry conditions are expected in the U.S. Southern Plains and Black Sea wheat regions. That is helping to support some of the wheat markets, at least yesterday. Now, corn bounced in a quiet trade, while soybean meal, and bean oil did also finish with some solid gains. And right now, those markets are mostly mixed. May corn up 3/4 to 432.5. July up a quarter to 445.25. September steady at 456.5. New crop down a quarter to 471. May beans up 3/4 this morning to 1183. July up a quarter to 1195.5. August steady at 1194. New crop up a half to 1185.25. May soybean meal up $1.10 to 331.10. And May soybean oil down 3 cents to 48.82. Chicago wheat May up a half to 556.5. July up a quarter to 572.5. Minneapolis wheat leading the complex higher. May up 7.25 to 646.75. July up 6.75 to 654.5. Energy markets this morning are mixed. May crude oil down 3 cents to 85.40. June, though, up a cent to 84.62. May and June gas both steady. May at 275. June, 273. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 380, May 383, June 390, new crop 416. Cash beans 1102, May 1107, June 1110, new crop 11 even. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 399 and 3 quarters, May 397 and 3 quarters, June 402. New crop 416 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 387, May 396, June 415, new crop 421. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 376, May 379, new crop 416. Cash beans 1107, May 1110, new crop 1109. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 387, new crop 416. Cash beans 1106, new crop at 11 even. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 414, May 414, June 418, new crop 421. Cash beans 1155, May 1159, June 1168, new crop 1129. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 167 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 151 to 174, market cows 90 to 133, bulls 130 to 159, calves 290 to 950, beef steers 203 to 370, Holstein steers 107 to 330. Sheep markets, market lambs 130 and down, light lambs 245 and down, ewes 235 and down, rams 120 and down, goat markets, does 175 and down, bucks 225 and down. From Zumbrota, feeder lambs 230 to 260, fed lambs were not tested, ewes sold up to 120. That is a check of markets. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long time. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held up, well, they're invited to. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine anytime. Well, it's kind of you to lend me an ear. Well, that's a start. But I believe if I could only get the rest of you over here, well, all of you, my
fall in love with all of me. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine, honey, anytime. Oh yeah. If your feet are restless for somewhere to go, and your eyes want something more to see, why don't you let them lead the rest of you to my door, so all of you can fall in love with all of me. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well maybe it would like to get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long time. Yes, I could. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held up, well, they're invited too. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. Anytime. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. Uh-huh.
The Diablo Motors had a hell of a sale downtown yesterday. Work got around, no money down, take years and years to pay. When I got there, the lot was bare, but the salesman said, hold on. For a little cash, I got a two-tone hatch out behind my barn. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd pay some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. Well, he said, friend, it ain't the end, let's see what I can do. If you own a home, I've got a loan, tailor-made for you. Then above the racket, a voice in my jacket said, I'll tote the note. The devil made me do it, talked me into it, and that was all she wrote. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. Now they say debt is a bottomless pit where the devil likes to play. I'd sell my soul to get out of this hole, but there'd be hell to pay. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
We'll get it. my baby and me.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, LaShawna Vogel. She is with the UW River Falls Collegiate Farm Bureau. And we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming Ag Day on campus. That'll be on April 11th. That's a Thursday at UW River Falls. Thank you to our newsmaker sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, also Anibis Silo, Compere Financial, Osteoplastic, Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And LaShawna, thank you for joining us this morning. Well, first, tell us a little bit about yourself. What year are you in school, your major, that sort of thing?
My name is LaShawna Vogel. I am currently a junior at the University of Wisconsin River Falls, and I am studying agricultural marketing communications with a minor in ag business. And this year I have the honor of serving in the role of one of our co-chairs of the UW River Falls Collegiate Farm Bureau's Ag Day on Campus event.
And that's coming up on the 11th. And this is something that the staff and the students, I think, really, they really look forward to this event for a couple of reasons. One, it's a fun event, but two, it's also another sure sign of spring as well. But this is something that's really grown over the years.
Yes, it definitely has. We are in our 12th year of the event, so it has definitely taken off, and students wait around for the announcement of Ag Day on Campus every year. It's always one of our larger events. It takes place right in the center of campus, so as everyone's walking to class and community members will see it even too, it's just right there.
That is another part of this that a lot of people may not know. This is also open to the community, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're always open to the community. We have regularly not as many community members as we'd like to be in attendance, but there is a huge turnout of students every year.
Talking with LaShawna Vogel, she is with the Collegiate Farm Bureau at UW River Falls as the annual Ag Day on Campus coming up on Thursday at UW River Falls. Every year there's a different theme. LaShawna, what is this year's theme?
This year's theme, we decided to go with growing for generations as our theme, looking at the past and the present, along with the future, as those in agriculture, specifically farmers even, are learning from things in the past to make them better for the future. And we're really seeing how our current students can also elevate their current skills to make them better for future generations.
And, you know, the history of agriculture in Wisconsin, it's very tied to our state, obviously, but it's even more so with UW River Falls.
Yes, that's definitely for sure. Our College of Agriculture, Food and Environmental Science is one of our larger colleges on campus, and there are so many students, and even across campus, everyone shows their support for agriculture.
So what are some of the events that will be happening on Thursday, April 11th?
So we're kicking off the day at 9:30 a.m. with our opening ceremony. We will have a variety of special guests there in attendance. And afterwards, we will also hear a little bit from our UW-River Falls Pep Band to kick off the day. And then there is multiple activities happening starting at 10 a.m. running through 2 p.m. Every half an hour, there's a fun and interactive activity for students and community members alike to participate in. We will also have a mechanical bull running from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. So that's a great opportunity to check that out. Along with, we have some guest speaker panels, starting off with Secretary Romanski of the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection at 10:15 a.m. or 11:15 a.m., excuse me. And then at 1:15 p.m., we will hear from the Princess K of the Milky Way, who is Minnesota's Goodwill Ambassador for the Dairy Industry, along with the Minnesota FFA State President and the current Wisconsin Fairest of the Fairs.
Okay, this mechanical bull, this is something new because I've not ever seen this before. Who came up with that idea?
So the mechanical bull, we were talking with a few students and we thought it might be a very unique opportunity for the members of our campus to just try out bull riding, I guess, in more of a safe environment. Our Student Government Association will be sponsoring this event specifically, and it's open to anyone. We're anticipating quite a big line. So for anyone who'd like to participate, get there early.
Why do I have a funny feeling all of the frat houses have something going on behind this here that they're going to be, there's a challenge going on?
I'm not entirely sure. Maybe.
You going to try it?
We'll have to see. We'll see what happens when Ag Day comes around.
Talking with LaShawna Vogel. She is with the UW-River Falls Collegiate Farm Bureau Ag Day on campus coming up on Thursday, April 11th. Everything getting underway at about 9:30. And again, this is all free and open to the public as well. Along with those events, there'll also be, LaShawna, a lot of the groups, agriculture groups and student groups that will be having different booths and things like that for students to kind of learn more about that, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We have just over 20 different student organizations from our College of Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences there, along with our university's Office of Sustainability, and then a few businesses and sponsors from the area.
I know one of the, I'm sure one of the booths is going to be the new dairy plant, because that's now finally up in operation after so many years of it being down. But that, I'm sure, is going to be another one of those things with Ag Day that's going to be kind of popular, everybody wanting to know when ice cream's coming and that sort of thing.
Unfortunately, we will not have a booth there from our dairy plant. Not quite enough time yet for them to start promoting, but I can't say for sure in terms of when that will be ready to go either. So
it's pretty exciting time, though, with that dairy plant finally starting to do some stuff coming up online. Well, again, it's going to be Ag Day on campus this Thursday, April 11th, starting at 9:30 at UW-River Falls. And it's, of course, open not only to the students and staff, but also the general public, too. Head on over to UW-River Falls, make a day of it, and see what's going on campus with Ag Day at UW-River Falls. Finally, LaShawna, before we let you go, once you graduate and you're a graduated Falcon, what are your future plans?
So I'm hoping to go into marketing, specifically more like public relations related and photography when I graduate from college. So I have a little bit of time yet. I have about a year before I graduate. So I'm still trying to figure out exactly what I want to do and where I want to go. But that's kind of what I'm thinking for right now. So
LaShawna Vogel, she is with the UW-River Falls Collegiate Farm Bureau. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Look for a gradual warming trend in our ag weather forecast. Winds will also be lighter today with top speeds at around 10. The next chance for higher winds will be on Saturday. We'll also have increasing chances of some precipitation possible by the last half of the weekend. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs 42 to 47, relative humidities 53 to 58%, north winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30. We'll see about 1 hour of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 25 to 30, relative humidities at 90 to 95%, north winds at 5 to 10. For Friday, sunshine, highs 47 to 52, relative humidities at 39 to 44%, north winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Monday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 55 to 60.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Make sure the pasture can maintain the nutritional needs for all your horses. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There are several factors that determine how much pasture you need as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Horses can your pasture maintain? Stocking rate refers to the number of horses on pasture without providing supplemental feed. A big factor is knowing what type of horse you have. The energy requirement of an animal that is used for trail riding, for example, is going to be more than a horse that loafs around all day. Peggy Awerda is an extension equine specialist at Iowa State University. She says one horse needs a minimum of 1.5 to 2 acres of good quality pasture. If it's not good quality, then it may take 3 acres or more to feed one horse without supplemental hay or grain.
What determines that? Well, is the pasture fertilized? Is it full of weeds or is there good weed control? Is it continuous grazing that person's using where the horse just stays out there? Or do they have a rotational grazing program? So all of those factors actually will add into determining stocking rates.
Some forage species produce greater tonnage per acre than others. Kentucky bluegrass is a good pasture plant, but doesn't produce as much tonnage as orchard grass or smooth brome grass. Horses prefer short forages to clumps of tall grass.